Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, given the time of year that it is, I thought it would be appropriate to let you know all about the July 4th or Independence Day events going on around the region. Raleigh's Independence Day celebration kicks off at noon and goes nonstop until 11 p.m. as downtown celebrates American freedom with 20 bands playing three stages, fun for all events, art for sale, fabulous food for sale, eating contests, ending in fireworks. In other words, it's the works July 4th. 20 bands will be filling Center City with everything from rock, folk rock, indie rock, hip-hop, rhythm and blues, country, jazz, funk, soul, blues, bluegrass, Latin, and big band. There will be two stages on Fayetteville Street at City Plaza and at Morgan Street. The Red Hat Amphitheater stage will come alive at 5:30 in the afternoon. The fireworks show will blast off at 9:30. That's Raleigh's celebration. Red, White, and Blue for You, that's Friday, July 4th from 9 to 5 at Marble's Kids Museum in downtown Raleigh. Happy birthday, America. And they're asking for you to join them for Independence Day play this July 4th. We'll have fizzing fireworks, sparkler hats, wacky water activities, and more. Don't forget to wear your red, white, and blue. The Independence Day celebration at Cocobooth Amphitheater is presented by the town of Cary and sponsored by Forever Home. It starts at 7:30, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2014. It's a Triangle tradition. Join us for a good old-fashioned salute to the red, white, and blue. Hear patriotic favorites and high-spirited classics as they honor the USA on its birthday. Come early and grab a seat on the lawn for the fantastic 4th of July fireworks display. Events at Cocobooth Amphitheater, the gates open at 3. Kids Zone is from 3 to 7. Now, the Kids Zone will include rides, games, magicians, face painters, and more. Most activities are free, but there will be a nominal charge for some rides. The Carytown Band performs starting at 6. The North Carolina Symphony at 7:30, and then fireworks to follow the concert. Independence Day open house on Friday, July 4th from 11 to 4 at the Joel Lane Museum House in Raleigh. The Joel Lane Museum House, the birthplace of Raleigh, will sponsor its 23rd annual Independence Day open house. Colonel Lane was a founding father of North Carolina's capital city and an officer in the Wake County Militia during the American Revolutionary War. Fuquay Verena Community Center Independence Day celebration. It's on Thursday evening, July 3rd, from 6 to 10. Live music featuring Spare Change. Fireworks at sundown. Kids rides. Bring lawn chairs. Coolers are fine, but no alcohol. Durham fireworks at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The City of Durham's fireworks show is at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Gates open after the seventh inning. Fireworks at approximately 9:30. They're free. Note that there are also fireworks scheduled at Durham Bulls Athletic Park on July 2nd and July 3rd in association with baseball games being held there. The 35th Annual Festival for the Eno. For information, you can call 919-620-9099, or you can visit their website, festival@enoriver.org. It's pricing information, $10 to $30 a ticket. Children 12 and under are free. The Festival for the Eno is presented annually by the Eno River Association. and features a variety of activities with an environmental or cultural connection to the river. The Eno River Association is committed to the preservation of the nature, culture, and history of the Eno River Basin. The 2014 festival will feature over 65 acts on four stages. Ticket pricing, advance tickets available through June 29th, $15 for single day, $25 for a two-day pass. At the gate, $20 per day, $30 for a three-day pass. Teen tickets age 13 through 17, only $10, and children 12 and under are free. Cool off and watch the Meadow Stage from the comfort of the beer garden, generously sponsored by Sweetwater Brewing Company and situated on the lawn of the historic McCown Magnum House. The no alcohol may be brought into the festival, for the Eno coolers are subject to inspection. July 4th celebration in Chapel Hill is on Friday, July 4th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Keenan Memorial Stadium. The Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department is sponsoring its annual Independence Day celebration, an outdoor fireworks display with live entertainment and fun for the whole family. The Clayton Parks and Recreation Department is hosting their annual July 4th celebration on Friday, July 4th at the Municipal Park on Stalling Street in Clayton. Activities begin at 4:30 p.m. with family field events, a basketball skills competition, free ice cream and watermelon, a cornhole tournament, and live music. Get sprayed down by the Clayton Fire Department, a kid favorite. The fireworks approximately 9:15. Garner's celebration is at Lake Benson Park. The North Carolina Symphony and Carolina Soul will perform. Gates open at 5 and they will have fireworks after dark. This is all on July 3rd. In Holly Springs, Saturday, July 5th, Independence celebration at Sug Farm Park, 9:30 p.m. Musical entertainment, food vendors, inflatables and games, fireworks, face painting and other games, cornhole tournament. The fireworks show is slated to begin approximately 9:15 p.m. Knightdale's first annual July 4th celebration will be held on the evening of Friday, July 4th, at Knightdale Station Park, featuring fireworks, family activities, food trucks, and music from the Embers. The event will begin at 5 p.m. and conclude with the fireworks at 9:15 p.m. Morrisville, kick off your Independence Day celebration with a fireworks display in Morrisville Community Park Thursday, July 3rd. Bring your blankets, chairs, and snacks to enjoy the spectacular show. Music and activities will begin at 7:30 p.m. The fireworks display will begin at dark, approximately 9:30. In Wake Forest, fireworks spectacular on Thursday, July 3rd at Heritage High School on Forestville Road. Gates open at 5:30. Moving to Zebulon, the Carolina Mudcats will hold fireworks displays on Thursday, July 3rd, Friday the 4th, and Saturday the 5th at Five County Stadium. Gates will open at 6 p.m. each night for the 7:15 games, with fireworks and patriotic music to follow the game's conclusion. In Franklin County, 4th of July celebration at Lewisburg High School is on Friday, July 4th. Games, inflatables, music, food, and fireworks. Free admission, gates open at 5:30. The Fort Bragg 4th of July celebration, which draws crowds of up to 50,000, has been a tradition for soldiers and the surrounding community. National music acts, fireworks, and performances will be on post. Performing on Independence Day this year will be one of country music's hottest CMA, ACM, and Grammy-nominated star Josh Turner, as well as a performance by 38 Special. The July 4th celebration is held annually at the Main Post Parade Field. Activities include some of today's hottest musical acts, parachute freefall demonstrations, our popular flag ceremony, fireworks, and food and beverages. Pets, glass bottles, and barbecue grills are not allowed. All tents and shelters must be erected in the designated area. Space is limited. Attendees are encouraged to arrive early due to heavy traffic flow. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, call 910-396-7060. And here's a schedule of events for the celebration at Fort Bragg. 3 o'clock, Kittyland and food vendors open. 5 to 6 p.m., it's 38 Special in concert. 6 to 6:30, Black Daggers Parachute Demonstration Team. 6:30 to 7:45, Josh Turner in concert. 7:45 to 8, Garrison Commander Remarks. 8:10 to 8:42, National Anthem and Flag Ceremony. 8:45 to 9:45, 82nd Division All-American Band featuring the 1812 Overture. And fireworks start at 9:45. The Wendell Historical Society is hosting its annual 4th of July parade and celebration. 11:30, the parade along Main Street featuring vintage cars, local veterans, local Boy Scouts, and antique military trucks. Also featuring a children's walking and bicycle parade where there are prizes for most festive and creative decorations for the children and their leashed pets. 11:45, short program at the J. Ashley Wall Town Square. Prizes are handed out to the winning children, and there will be an exhibition honoring local veterans. From 12 to 2, music by the Seaside Band at the Town Square. Free hot dogs, free snacks, free watermelon, free drinks, free face painting, free vintage car show. Historic Halifax Annual July 4th Celebration and Fireworks. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets for a night of fun for the entire family. There will be funnel cakes, ice cream, snow cones, popcorn, hot dogs, hamburgers, drinks, and much more available for purchase. Historic Halifax State Historic Site will be open from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Highlights of the day, 5:30, Rising Star Karaoke will play beach, country, soft rock, and more. Character Antics will offer kids games and amusements. 7 o'clock, watch Don Carrington do a parachute jump. 8 o'clock, enjoy a military salute and performance of the delegation seam from First for Freedom. And at 9 o'clock, magnificent fireworks display by Halifax Fire and Rescue. And, of course, there's a glorious 4th at Tryon Palace Historic Sites and Gardens. Enjoy fife and drum performances, a reading of the Declaration of Independence, and free garden admissions at the site of one of the first July 4th celebrations. North Carolina Governor Alexander Martin in 1783 was one of the first to order a celebration on this date. Bring a blanket and stay the day. House tours require a ticket. Other events are free. Start early with the 440th Army Band Pops and Patriotic Concert on July 3rd on the South Lawn at 7 p.m. Special activities, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., fife and drum performances, and reading of the Declaration of Independence at 11 a.m., free garden admission, 9 to 7. Interior tours, again, require the purchase of a ticket. And that's the entire list as I have it, and this by no means should be considered a complete list of Independence Day celebrations. There is a possibility, of course, that I have missed some. I hope not. Okay, we're going to switch to the Wide Open Bluegrass event that's coming up this fall, seeks artists for the market. Visual artists and fine crafters interested in displaying their wares at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival Art Market have until July 14th to submit their artwork for consideration. Artsplosure will present the art market as part of Wide Open Bluegrass, a major public festival component of the International Bluegrass Music Association's World of Bluegrass. The event is presented in partnership with IBMA, the City of Raleigh, Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. The Wide Open Bluegrass Festival will be held Friday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 4th. Complete guidelines and criteria are available on the Artsplosure website, artsplosure.org. The World of Bluegrass Art Market is an intimate showcase designed to recognize North Carolina's talented and enthusiastic arts community and feature unique artisans from across the U.S. Local artisan crafters and those who sell works that will appeal to a music-loving audience are encouraged to submit an application. IBMA's World of Bluegrass event, an annual bluegrass music homecoming, consists of four parts: the IBMA Business Conference, September 30th to October 2nd, the 25th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards, scheduled for Thursday evening, October 2nd, Wide Open Bluegrass, October 3rd and 4th, which includes both free stages and ticketed festival performances, and the Bluegrass Ramble, an innovative series of showcases taking place September 30th to October 2nd in downtown Raleigh and at the Raleigh Convention Center. Oak City 7 is a summer concert series located in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Admission is free to the public, and the events take place from 5 to 10:30 every other Thursday through the Thursday before Labor Day. Oak City 7 features notable local and regional bands along with local and craft beers. There are four or five bands per event. Oak City 7 does not utilize any taxpayer money and is 100% sponsor-driven. Coming up, Oak City 7 on July 10th, it's John Sebastian at 6, Cousins at 6:45, Minor Stars at 8:35, and King's X at 9:30. On July 24th, Beauty World at 6, the Balsa Gliders at 6:45, the Arcane Heart at 7:40, Aaron Nenny at 8:35, and the Amateurs at 9:30. Also, picking in the plaza, Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Picking in the Plaza, a free summer concert series held in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street. The series takes place every other Thursday. That's alternating Thursdays from the popular Oak City 7 free concert series. Each event will feature great bluegrass music, food trucks, and local beers, and will take place from 5 p.m. to 10:30. The next Picking in the Plaza concert is July 17th with Old Habits and Hank Smith and Lindsey Timms. July 31st, it's the Grass Cats and Nixon, Blevins, and Gage. The Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills continues. This concert series is now in its seventh season with beach music every Thursday evening. July 3rd, it's Jim Quick and Coastline. July 10th, Steve Owens and Summertime. July 17th, Legacy Motown Review. July 24th, North Tower Band. And July 31st, it is the Entertainers. North Hills also plays host to the Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. The Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to old and young alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with popular string band music, with its unique combination of gospel, country, and blues. That iconic high lonesome sound has deep-rooted ties to the Appalachian region of the Tar Heel State. Concert guests are invited to relax on the grassy lawn of Midtown Park and enjoy family and friends on Sunday afternoons. There's an open jam session prior to the concerts from 4 to 5. The concerts are from 5 to 7. July 20th, it's Terry Bauckham and the Dukes of Driver. August 17th, Aaron McDermott. September 21st, Front Country. And on October 19th, it is the Barefoot Movement. At Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Raising a Ruckus Country Music Series with Southbound 85 as if the country music lineup at Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater that includes Little Big Town, the band Perry, Jennifer Nettles, and Darius Rucker isn't enough, fans now have something new to look forward to on Wednesday nights this July. Sponsored by Ruckus Pizza and presented by B93.9, Raisin' a Ruckus is a country music series scheduled to take place each Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 8:30 and feature local and regional talent. Tickets are $5. Now, Southbound 85, began as a vision of its owner and lead singer, Jeff Leonard, back in 2007. Jeff was a disc jockey for the Texas Two-Step in Greenville for some time and then moved to Raleigh to work for the Long Branch Saloon. A group of guys got together with one goal in mind, to create a band that plays great country music that people can dance to. They hit the stage, people danced, screamed, and loved the great country music, and thus Southbound 85 was born. The rest, as they say, is history. Also part of the Raisin' a Ruckus Country Music Series, the Johnny Orr Band on July 16th and Amanda Daughtry on July 23rd. And on July 30th, Johnny Folsom IV, a Johnny Cash tribute, along with Kennedy Thomas Band with a Patsy Cline tribute. Also at Cocobooth Amphitheater, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2014, it's the North Carolina Symphony presents Around the World with the Von Trapps. This is Saturday, July 12th. Captain and Maria Von Trapp's great-grandchildren will capture your heart once again with their music from around the world. The North Carolina Symphony will not be performing at this concert. Tickets are on sale at the amphitheater box office, etix.com, or by calling 1-800-514-3849. The band Perry World Tour 2014 will perform at Cocobooth Amphitheater July 13th. Showtime 7 o'clock. Tickets on sale at amphitheater box office, etix.com, or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Since releasing their self-titled debut album in 2010, the band Perry has ascended to dizzying heights, fronted by Kimberly Perry and rounded out by her younger brothers Neil and Reed. The band has notched a string of hit singles, including the quadruple platinum, If I Die Young. Then on August 3rd, it's Jennifer Nettles and her That Girl tour with special guest Brandi Clark. Almost forgot, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival is coming up at Cocobooth Amphitheater on Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd. Join them for a festival for a great day of beer sipping, bourbon tasting, and music listening, cigar smoking, and barbecue eating. Your admission buys you a sampling class so you can enjoy the all-you-care-to-taste sampling of beer and bourbon. Some of the best barbecue vendors are on site if you get hungry, all while enjoying seminars in the Tasting Theater and live music all day. At the North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Concert Series, Loudon Wainwright III and Iris DeMent coming on up on Saturday, July 12th at 8 p.m., the North Carolina Art Museum of Art welcomes two of America's most distinctive and critically acclaimed singer-songwriters. Born in Chapel Hill, Loudon Wainwright III is an artist of exceptional versatility. The most recent of his 22 albums, Older Than My Old Man Now, was one of NPR's top 10 albums of 2012. Iris DeMent is also a favorite at the North Carolina Museum of Art. We agree with critic Ken Tucker that Iris possesses one of the great voices in the contemporary popular music world, powerfully, ringingly clear, capable of both heartbreaking fragility and blow-your-ears-back power. Tucker was commenting on NPR about DeMent's most recent album, Sing the Delta, released in 2012, and that's coming up again at North Carolina Museum of Art, on Saturday, July 12th. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Parade, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series, July 9th through the 20th at Kennedy Theater, a regional premiere for The Triangle. Ticket prices range from $25 to $27, appropriate for ages 16 plus. Broadway Series South is presenting How I Became a Pirate, July 9th through the 20th at Fletcher Opera Theater. Ticket prices range from $14 to $37. Coming up August 2nd, the Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 p.m. Ticket prices range from $28.83 to $50.18. And then coming up in August, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series presents Crimes of the Heart at the Kennedy Theater. It's for mature audiences due to the adult subject matter and language. Ticket prices range from $25 to $27. A reminder again about the American Idol Live Tour coming to DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, on July 13th. American Idol Live gives fans the unique opportunity to be up close and personal with Season 13 finalists. This year's winner, Caleb Johnson, is from Asheville, North Carolina. Also performing as one of the finalists, Majesty Rose of Goldsboro. So that's American Idol Live, July 13th at DPAC. Maxwell brings his summer solstice tour to DPAC on July 26th. The sexy ambassador of soul, Maxwell, returns to DPAC July 26th, bringing his classic songs like Pretty Wings, Something Something, and Ascension, Don't Ever Wonder. You can call about tickets at 919-680-2787 or contact Ticketmaster or the DPAC Ticket Center. And Keisha Cole, the Point of No Return Tour, is coming up on August 8th. And that just about wraps it up for today. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.